Biden healthcare plan would make Roe federal law and force taxpayers to pay for abortions. By Dr. Susan Berry on July 16, 2019. Joe Biden says he is personally pro-life, but his proposed healthcare plan would enshrine Roe v. Wade into federal law and force American taxpayers to fund abortion. Rather than endorse a single-payer, Medicare-for-all system, the 2020 Democrat contender is perhaps hoping to appear more moderate by seeking to expand Obamacare to include a public option. The aspects of Biden's healthcare plan that pertain to abortion, however, are as radical as those proposed by his Democrat rivals. In fact, one could use the former vice president's words to Barack Obama when the latter signed Obamacare into law, "This is a big effing deal." - to describe how abortion would become an integral part of the fabric of America under Biden's proposal. Biden's plan would expand access to birth control and protect the constitutional right to an abortion. Under his proposal, Obamacare's contraceptive mandate would continue with free preventive care, including contraception. The Biden campaign says his plan will build on that progress by repealing the Hyde Amendment because healthcare is a right that should not be dependent on one zip code or income. And the public option will cover contraception and a woman's constitutional right to choose. The plan states, adding it will ensure the reversal of the Trump administration and states' all-out assault on women's right to choose. Biden intends to codify Roe v. Wade and obstruct states' rights to pass laws restricting abortion, including those that pertain to parental notification requirements, mandatory waiting periods, and ultrasound requirements. If forcing taxpayers to pay for elective abortions and placing a big federal wedge between parents and their minor daughters seeking abortion is not radical enough, Biden says he will restore federal funding for Planned Parenthood and pretty much undo all the efforts made by the Trump administration to draw a clear line between abortion and family planning. As president, Biden will reissue guidance specifying that states cannot refuse Medicaid funding for Planned Parenthood and other providers that refer for abortions or provide related information, and reverse the Trump administration's rule preventing Planned Parenthood and certain other family planning programs from obtaining Title X funds, his campaign states. Biden's plan then takes a stab at implying that the current American medical system discriminates against black women because their mortality rate related to pregnancy complications is higher than that of white women. This problem is especially prevalent among black women, who experience a death rate from complications related to pregnancy that is more than 3 times higher than the rate for non-Hispanic white women, the proposal states. Pro-life leaders, however, say Democrat politicians who are allies of the abortion industry are distorting the facts about higher maternal mortality among black women in order to bolster support for abortion in the black community and to create divisiveness by suggesting the American medical system is intrinsically racist. Dr. Ingrid Skop, chairman-elect of the American Association of Pro-Life Obstetricians and Gynecologists, APLOG, and a researcher on maternal mortality, told Breitbart News that, in her patient population in San Antonio, several attributes are more common to black women that may contribute to their higher maternal mortality rates. They are more likely to be obese, hypertensive, and diabetic, all of which will increase the risk of mortality, she explained. They are also somewhat less likely to have good social support at home. Skop continued. You have probably read that the unmarried childbirth rate in black women is 70%. Many of these women do not have a male partner around to help or transport them to the emergency room if they are having problems. The high abortion rate in this population also contributes to abnormal placentation and premature delivery. A placenta that grows into the cervix, uterus, or bladder is one of the highest risk factors for massive hemorrhage and possible death. Black women are more likely to have late-term abortions too, which are more dangerous, Skop added, calling statements that imply discrimination is the basis for why a greater number of black women suffer from maternal mortality an oversimplification. Ryan Bomberger, chief creative officer at the Radiance Foundation, observed to Breitbart News that Planned Parenthood is the leading killer of black lives. The black pro-life leader explained the maternal mortality rate, MMR, dropped in New York City, birthplace of the nation's abortion giant, by 95%. From 574.3 deaths per 100,000 live births in 1917 to 30.3 deaths per live births in 1969, even before abortion was ever legalized in New York. There is no state or federal data that shows that abortion saves women's lives, no matter the hue of their skin, he stressed. Better healthcare does. Black women have three times the maternal mortality rate as Caucasian women in some regions of the country, she explained. They also have three times the abortion rate. Abortion increases the risk of preterm birth and other pregnancy complications like placenta previa and placenta accreta in subsequent pregnancies, thus increasing the maternal mortality in later pregnancies.